This is a podcast for the MA in Online Journalism by Distance Learning at Birmingham City University.
In this third podcast of this week, I want to look in a bit more detail at the elements that make a successful piece of audio, video or audio slideshow. And these are setting, character and movement. And these are kind of key elements of narrative generally. And I think when you start to re-examine multimedia content as you look at publishing online, you start to come back to these key principles and really re-examine how they can contribute to the most powerful content that you can produce. So we'll start with character. Character is at the centre of pretty much everything you're going to be doing with multimedia. If you're going to do an audio slideshow, for example, you want a compelling character at the heart of it. You want someone who's got a fantastic story to tell and is very good at telling it, ideally. You want someone whose experience or emotion or passion is going to come through in their voice. So a character is perhaps the central ingredient and the most obvious ingredient of any piece of multimedia, the person that you interview or the person who's delivering the content. And that person might be you. And if it is you, you need to make sure that your character is up to the job, really. And that sometimes takes a lot of practice with delivering to camera and talking to camera and recording video blogs, for example. But character can be achieved in a number of ways. It might be the story that they have to tell and the way that they tell it, but it might also be their relationship with another character. If you're hosting a podcast, for example, you might look for some sort of conflict. You might want to create a combination of characters who are going to work well together and create a certain amount of conflict that's going to inform the production of that podcast. Conversely, you might want to combine characters who have great chemistry. And if you listen to some of the really good podcasts online that have more than one presenter, you'll hear that chemistry come through, and it's very difficult to achieve, but makes for really engaging and entertaining and compelling audio. So don't just think about character in terms of the individual. Think about it in terms of the combination of individuals, whether that's conflict or chemistry. The other aspect of character is what happens when the person isn't speaking. So the expression on a person's face, the tone of their voice, all kinds of non-verbal and non-oral and non-visual cues might be part of that person's character. So those are just some of the considerations to think about when it comes to character. Setting is also particularly important when it comes to multimedia. In cinema, there's a phrase called mise-en-scene, which is a very fancy way of referring to the environment around the story, if you like. And this is the idea that if someone's looking at video or is looking at an audio slideshow or is listening to audio, the environment in which that story takes place is going to be a key part of it. Now, at its most basic level, that might be a series of scenes that take place in different situations. But it might also be just one environment. With an audio slideshow, for example, you would establish that setting through a number of oral cues. If you're doing an interview with a factory worker, for example, you might begin the audio slideshow with the sound of the machinery churning away. And then that might fade down as you start to hear the factory worker. If you're speaking to a footballer, you might want the sound of the changing room to kick off with. You might want the sound of the stadium. Or you might want the sound of something else that is relevant to the story that is being told. And you might punctuate your story with these oral cues. So the first part of the story might start with the sounds of a changing room. The second part of the story might start with the sounds of the pitch and the crowd. And the final part of the story might start with the sound of photographers taking pictures at the press conference afterwards. And you can see how these series of settings adds a layer of colour to your multimedia, which gives it an extra dimension. So setting is a key second element of multimedia, and that also takes me to the final part, which is movement. And this is perhaps the most difficult aspect and most invisible aspect of a piece of multimedia to achieve, but it's also perhaps the most important and the one that adds most value. So in the example of the footballer previously, the movement from the changing room to the pitch to the press conference that's established by the changing settings adds a narrative dimension, a movement, which keeps us interested as listeners. In video, you might have one person speaking in one room, but if the story that they're telling has a beginning, a middle, and an end, then you've got movement there. And even in a still photograph, you can have movement within the frame. The composition of the image will take your eye from one point to another. And classically, there's something called the law of thirds, which is about how you divide an image into a grid with two lines going down and two lines going across, so that you have nine squares across the image. And you should aim to focus your subject at one of the places where those lines intersect. This creates movement in the picture and movement for your eyes. So movement isn't just about physically moving from scene to scene or from place to place, or even the story itself, but it's about something happening to the user being taken from one place to another, whether that's their eyes moving across an image or their ears being taken from place to place, or the story of a video interview taking you on a journey. And Ira Glass makes a really powerful point about this in a video on storytelling, which I'll put as a link, and is on a link on Moodle in the presentation for this week. And he talks about the anecdote as one of two key elements of storytelling, which is this movement, effectively, one thing following another. But he also talks about reflection, and he talks about the need for a story to have a point. So the final thing I want you to think about as you start to plan multimedia is to think about the point. What is the point of your story, your multimedia piece of content? What is the reflection that you can draw out of it? And sometimes you will need to coach your interviewees and your subjects to draw that out of them and ask them what might they have done differently. What advice would they give to someone else in the same situation? What have they learned from this? And that reflection is what adds perhaps something really valuable to the piece of multimedia content. So what I'd like you to do next is start to plan your own piece of multimedia content. I want you to look at the area that you're covering for your project and identify, is there a particularly compelling character in your sector, in your field? Is there someone who has a great story to tell? Is there some place that would make a great setting for a video interview or for an audio interview? Are there a collection of characters that you could gather together who would create great conflict or chemistry for a podcast? Brainstorm these ideas and start to plan out how you might take that forward and how that might form a really compelling element in your project. Next week, we'll look at community management and how to engage larger communities in the project that you're involved in.